Dickey is on the mound for the Jays. Ian Harrison joins us from Toronto. Ian, what's the latest on Encarnacion?
Well, we heard today that both he and Adam Lind may not have to play in rehab games before they rejoin this Blue Jays team, which is sort of an indication of how desperate the Blue Jays are to get both of their bats back into this lineup. So they're still a little ways away, but both of them have been hitting and you know, working out down in Florida at the Blue Jays spring training facility. You know, the exact timetable still remains a bit of a mystery, but you know, it just speaks to how much those bats are needed in this lineup that the Jays would sort of kind of, you know, jump that little step there and get them back here as soon as they possibly can. Brett Laurie, who's out with the broken finger, probably won't be as lucky. He hasn't been able to swing the bat in his rehab work so far, so he's kind of a little step behind. He probably will need a couple of games somewhere in the minor leagues before he can get back here and shore up the left side of the infield.
In the case of Lynn and Encarnacion, safe to say we would see them in a DH role for a few games first?
I'm not sure about that. I would imagine that Edwin might be able to slide straight back into first. I would imagine they would both, you know, if necessary, be able to slide into first base, you know, depending on when they come back. And if it's on the road, maybe there's, you know, the sort of benefit of being on grass. But I would think that if they're ready, you probably just throw them in there, you know, conditions regardless. Just get them going as soon as you can.
Well, when you don't have the bats going that the Jays are missing, you got to get something from the arms. What do you expect from R.A. Dickey? He hasn't been very good lately.
No, you know, you'd like to see him pitch better, obviously. I mean, I was interesting to listen to a discussion on a Toronto radio station the other day about, you know, if you had to pick one guy out of this rotation right now to start you a must-win game, just sort of a hypothetical coming down the end of the season, and the sort of consensus opinion among that group was that Mark Burley would get the call for such an occasion. And it kind of speaks to the sort of inconsistency that the Blue Jays have dealt with R.A. Dickey, you know, the presumed ace of the staff, but you know, he hasn't necessarily pitched like he got a losing record, one win only in his last, I think, seven or eight starts. So, you know, a bit of a tough lineup to face for him for a very hot Red Sox team up until last night, of course. So, yeah, it will be a challenge for him for sure.
Well, you look at Burley, and that's a guy who's, you know, pitched quite well and just hasn't got the results. Probably could have 15 wins by now if he was getting any run support. Looking at the Jays, and, you know, and R.A. Dickey has been very good. And what seems to be his problem, Ian, is that he'll pitch actually pretty well for, and then he'll have one blow-up inning, and that kind of ruins his whole start.
Yeah, and it more often than not for him this season, it's been the seventh inning. He kind of, you know, has run into problem after problem there, especially at the early part of the season, and, you know, things kind of steadied for a little while, but it has bitten him again in his first start back after the break, I believe, against Texas on Friday. There was trouble in the seventh inning again for R.A. Dickey, and you're right, you know, it has been that one inning where everything just seems to go sideways, and, you know, as R.A. Dickey likes to say, his knuckleball is a capricious pitch, and, you know, his outings have dealt the Blue Jays some capricious circumstances this year, so tough to really, you know, get that sort of start-after-start consistency from him.
The fact that he uses that word to describe his pitching is awesome. I love it. One quick one, trade deadline getting closer. Do you see the Jays getting an arm or a bat?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, there's been a lot of talk around here, obviously, in terms of the situation with payroll and whether or not the Blue Jays are in a position to add any money to this payroll that's already at close to $135-137 million. You know, when Nolan Reimold comes back, there's the sort of expectation, I think, that he will serve as the fourth outfielder, right-handed DH spot. So the Blue Jays might feel that they're kind of sorted, you know, in a sense, with Nolan Reimold there. I think they could probably do better. But, you know, I've felt all season that an arm is probably going to give them the biggest boost. If they could get any kind of veteran pitcher to shore up their rotation, that would be a big asset for them, especially with both R.A. Dickey and Drew Hutchison kind of scuffling right now. You know, obviously, it's tough to say. They things seem to be very tight in the payroll department. It may be the case that the deal has to be revenue neutral, or the Blue Jays would have to get special approval from ownership at Rogers to push something through. But I think a pitcher would be the most beneficial addition for them.
Appreciate the rundown, Ian. Enjoy the game.
My pleasure, guys. Talk to you soon.